At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With us on the line now is Audrey Spearing, who's been working very hard these last few weeks, volunteering with the charity Collective Calling. They're based on the Costa del Sol, and they have been providing over 135 families each week with food, cleaning products, and essential household items. Welcome to the show, Audrey.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks.
You've been working really, really hard, haven't you? You and a group of angels doing some amazing work.
Well, honey, it isn't just me. It's definitely teamwork. As we know, Paul and Gemma Carr, who run Collective Calling, are actually in Tanzania working on another project to help people over there. So due to the fact that the airports are closed, they're not here along the coast because usually these guys are the ones who are helping all the people. So a lot of volunteers have stepped up to the mark, actually. We have an amazing team of people who are behind the scenes organising all of this because, as you can imagine, what's happening with lockdown, there's a lot of people out there who are struggling to just even pay their bills or to have basic essential items and food. So Collective Calling have stepped in and we've set up a programme where people can donate food, they can donate money. We have a website, I'll give it out later, but it's actually collectivecalling.org. If anyone wants to go, you can donate some money there. If you want to donate any kind of food items, you can drop it off to Gratify in San Pedro with the shop, or the organisation where I live, which is Diana Park, Senora de Cortes, and there's somebody there in a storeroom who's taking in any kind of food donations. So Paul and Gemma put a package together of what we feel people need as a basic family pack to get them through this tough time. So we have a list of things like rice, lentils, potatoes, eggs, some kind of protein, maybe some like tinned fish. So we have this list, obviously there's more things on that list. So we do our best to try to feed these families who are struggling. And these people were ranging between Estepona area, and we're going as far as maybe Marbella or Almeria, but in fairness, we're actually getting phone calls from people, even from Alicante, Madrid, Seville, gosh, which at the moment, I know, it's so sad. At the moment, we obviously can't, we don't reach that far because we're just relying on local volunteers to help, which has been amazing. And we put it on Facebook and so many people have signed up to help. But in fairness, Collective Calling have to obviously follow a lot of kind of safety measures because with the virus going around, we have to be aware to keep all our volunteers safe and obviously the beneficiaries who receive the food and the donation. So not only is it kind of an organisation of collecting food and delivering food, but we have volunteer protocol to make sure that everyone has alteration from the charity to make sure that they're allowed on the roads, so the police don't stop them, and basically they have to wear masks at all times and gloves and just use disinfectant spray and on the gloves and make sure that they keep social distancing. So it's really a bit of an operation, as you can imagine, in these times.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot that you need to think about kind of extra with regards to the virus and everything.
Yes.
So I bet this has been a real eye-opener for you and a lot of the other volunteers as to how so many people are really, really struggling at this time.
Yeah, Hannah, there's a lot of people struggling. In fairness, Collective Calling is going a few years and many of the volunteers have been helping them in the past, and mainly with people who are homeless living around Marbella and that kind of area. But seeing as this happens with the lockdown and with the virus kicking in, a lot of families are like low income, like let's say people who work in very low income jobs, like let's say for example cleaning ladies or maybe gardeners or odd job men, or maybe just people who don't earn that much money, who wouldn't particularly be in a very high system as regards autonomy or having a contract. So these people basically live from week to week, you know, to feed their children. So obviously due to the fact that they're not allowed outside their house to go to work, then they have no money to even go and buy basic shopping. So these are the type of people that we're serving. And a lot of them have children and babies, you know, so just basic things like nappies and disinfectant to clean their home and basic food and milk for their babies and that kind of thing. So we're just doing our best. And honestly, I'm overwhelmed with the amount of people who have stepped up, who are so, so kind to give their time and the donations of money and stuff like that. But what's happening now is because we're trying to obviously limit the spread of the virus or any kind of infections, we're just putting people into teams. So only people who live in Estepona will be delivering Estepona. People who live in San Pedro will be delivering in San Pedro, because the town hall are working in connection with Collective Calling. And we're just doing our best to keep the volunteers safe and the people who receive the food safe as well.
Yes, it must be quite a bit of a logistical nightmare, I suppose, to organise everybody. I mean, it's great, as you said, that so many people are coming forward and wanting to help. That really is fantastic. But it probably takes quite a lot of organisation that, as you said, Paul and Gemma would normally have been doing.
Yeah, but Paul and Gemma are amazing because they're in Tanzania and the time difference isn't that different, actually. So that's great. They're always on the end of the phone and they're super helpful. But in fairness, I mean, people have strengths and weaknesses, and there's certain people who are in the team now who are like amazing at looking at Excel spreadsheets and working out logistics, which obviously, I'm going to be honest, that's not my forte. I'd rather be with the people and being out there doing my thing. So Paul and Gemma have been very clever and put people in positions where their strength is. So there's some people sitting at home staring at their computer screen all day because we have a live Google document that keeps, honestly, Hannah, I reckon every day I must get about, on average, 40 to 50 new people along the coast texting me, please help us, we have no food, we can't feed our children. This is honestly the truth. So we have to try to filter those people and get someone else calls that person to find out where do you live, how many children have you got, what is it that you need, and then we put them into the system. And if anybody's an absolute priority, then they're put on the priority list and we make sure that we get food and hot meals, because in fairness, we have a lot of chefs who are not working at the moment, as you know, because the restaurants and bars are closed. And these chefs are just like raring to make food. So we have people making beautiful, even vegan meals. We have chili con carnes. We have homemade cakes. I mean, the food is amazing. So we have our main distribution days are Tuesday, which is today, and a lovely Kim is doing that. And we're covering the area of like Estepona, Diana Park today. And then on Thursday, we cover more like Marbella and Nueva Andalusia. And on Saturday, we cover more the area of San Pedro, because we felt it was better to do it in areas. So when we put a team in place, we only use people who live in that area because they know the area better. And then also they can build up a rapport and a relationship with these beneficiaries who are collecting the food. And plus, when those teams work only in their areas, it kind of stops the spread of any potential viruses. Yeah. So it's been a lot of logistics, but there's a lot of clever people. Not me, I'm not the clever one. I'm just the one to put the food and organising it, who are amazing at logistic information on putting teams together and who's going where. So it's definitely a team effort.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. And are there things that you need other than food and household items, things like clothes or toys or things like that?
Well, thank you so much. We have had a couple of homeless people who, like, basically I went to a guy there last week, or the week before in Marbella, and he's fine now, so please don't panic. But when we go and meet these people, we ask them, what is it that you need? And they normally, sometimes they're shy and sometimes they tell us, but this guy had one sleeping bag. Remember the rain last week? It was really bad, or the week before. So his sleeping bag was wet through but rain. So I put it out there and he needed some new shoes, size 44. So we ended up getting him four new pairs of shoes off volunteers, a new pillow, a duvet cover. We brought him down a box of food. Obviously, he had no cooking facility, so we have to bring him like sandwiches and salads already made up, and some chefs made lots of hot meals. So when we're going out and meeting the people who are homeless, we're talking with them, building up a relationship, and every time we meet them, we put more information into our database in the background, so we know what they got the last time, what they need. Sometimes they need like batteries to recharge their phones, because a lot of these homeless people, normally they pop into a restaurant or a cafe to buy coffee, and they use the electricity to recharge their mobile phones to speak to their families. But because all these bars and restaurants are closed, they have no way to even recharge their phones.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't think of these things because we're all tucked in our house eating copious amounts of chocolate and watching Netflix. You know, but there's people out there who are really struggling,
It certainly puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult for all of us. I think most people are having a struggle in one way or another. Just missing seeing people, for, you know, loneliness for a lot of people is a big thing. But hearing stories like that really makes you feel, well, lucky and humble as to what you've got.
Honestly, it makes you feel so grateful that we have a roof over our head and we have food in our fridge and we can have electricity to recharge our phone so you can go on to whatever social network platform you want or to watch your movies, you know. So it's I think it's a fantastic thing for people who basically maybe have never volunteered before and now they are, and the volunteers are all so touched with what they see out there, and it's a fantastic way for the community to come together and reach out and basically serve our local community, all our brothers and sisters, because at the end of the day, who knows, you know? I mean, everyone is two or three paychecks away from having a major financial crisis at this point. So it could happen to anybody, really, you know? You could be, if so many people are losing their jobs. So hopefully these people will help them through the crisis, and we're hoping, fingers crossed, that things are improving with Spain and the lockdown gets lifted and people will be allowed to go back to work. But we do feel that this is going to be an ongoing problem for the next while, because even if the lockdown is lifted, you know, who knows if these people can go back to work or will they still have their jobs? Because as you know, a lot of people are struggling financially, so we don't know if these people can even get their jobs back. So it is an ongoing issue and we're aware of that. And also we're aware that when this lockdown is lifted and the volunteers have the opportunity to go back to their normal lives and their normal jobs, that we still need volunteers to actually man the project.
Yeah.
You know, so every day it changes, you know, with new people needing help, with volunteers joining up, now with lockdown rules changing, with autonomous people allowed to go back to work, you know, so it's changing constantly. So it is kind of, I actually really admire Paul and Gemma for what they do. And I think all the volunteers do when they see the work that goes into this sort of charity work.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if people want more information, if they want to follow everything that you're doing, and of course, if they want to get involved donating money or their time or going out and buying food items, things like that, there is a website, collectivecalling.org, to find out more about the charity and all the amazing work that they're doing both in Spain and Tanzania as well at the moment. There's a Facebook page as well. If people are on Facebook, they should go to Collective Calling, like the page, and that's a good way of keeping in touch with everything that's going on and seeing what information is needed. Are those the best way, Audrey? Is there a number to give out or anything?
Yes, that's fantastic. Just two other points I'd like to make. Well, obviously, Collective Calling, we're the ones on the ground doing, collecting the food, delivering the food and all that kind of stuff. But I want to actually really mention Natalie Shalaram, and she is working in collaboration with Collective Calling. And she, honey, you know her personally, what an amazing lady Natalie is.
Yeah.
And she has a charity called Service in Satchitananda. And she's been helping us because Paul and Gemma have been in Tanzania and we obviously needed financial funds pretty sharpish. So we were using her charity account, which is called Service in Satchitananda, and we raised over €4,000 and the money's still coming in with that account. So I really want to thank Natalie Shalaram for helping us out for those first couple of weeks to get us money to allow us to go and buy the food. But now obviously we're going through Collective Calling, we're a little bit more organised, so and stuff like that, just in case people are wondering why was the two charity accounts being used.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. Well done, Natalie. Thank you very much for that, Audrey. And well done to you and all the people who are volunteering for Collective Calling. It's amazing to see the work that you're all doing. And what would we do without you all, eh?
I don't know. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. Collectivecalling.org is the website. Keep up the fantastic work, Audrey. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a nice day.